We're just going to read from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and ever and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. So at the end of November, we finished up our last series. For all of our visitors here, which is most of you, nearly every one of our regulars are away, so I'm very glad to see we got some visitors today. But we usually work our way through a series. We sort of work our way through a whole book of the Bible. And we finished our last series, which is Hebrews, at the end of November. And because it was so close to Christmas, rather than starting up a new one at that point, we thought, well, let's just slip into the lectionary readings. So the lectionary readings are a three-year cycle that a lot of churches follow. And in the lead up to Christmas, it gives us lots of good Christmassy type stuff and so on. So I thought, all right, let's slip into the lectionary readings until we get past New Year, and then we'll start our next series. And because it's been in the lead up to the Christmas, the Old Testament readings have had a focus on the prophecies about the coming of the Messiah. And as we've read these prophecies, I don't know if other people have noticed this, but for me, I think they've really helped me to understand why the people of Israel probably didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah that he was. Because a lot of these prophecies about the coming of the Messiah are actually looking even further ahead to what we now know is going to be the second coming of Jesus. And the prophecy that we just read from Isaiah is a case in point. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. A great light has been shone. The power of sin, which is our oppressor, has been broken. But not all is yet fulfilled. It also told us that every trampling military boot will get used as fuel for the fire, along with every piece of bloodied clothing. Well, that ain't happened yet. There's still wars happening. There's still people being killed, injured, maimed. There's still lots of blood being shed. And the eternal reign of justice and peace and the righteous rule of our Lord Jesus, we're still waiting for this to come in all of its fullness. And so at Christmas, we usually tend to focus on celebrating the first coming of Jesus. But as we look at these prophecies about what it means for Messiah, our thoughts and our prayers are directed toward not only the first coming of Jesus, but the second coming of Jesus. The coming is yet to happen. Because we need to be very aware that our Lord Jesus is a babe in a manger no longer. He is the righteous King. He is the one who will come in judgment. And wow, the people of God, disciples of Jesus, really look forward to the coming of Jesus. You see, that's the thing with salvation. It's all about the now, but the not yet. Jesus has saved us from sin. Jesus is saving us now. And when he returns, we will be saved. It's all part of the now, but the not yet. You see, Christianity is a matter of faith. Yes, we believe. We believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. We believe that he's the Son of God. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he rose again. We believe that he ascended to heaven and he is currently seated at the right hand of the Father. And we might pat ourselves on the back and go, I believe all that, cool. You know what? Satan believes that. Satan knows that. He believes that. And so, for it to become faith, what we believe about Jesus has to become real to us. Has to become real in our everyday lives. That means we put our trust in him. We put our hope in him. For Jesus to be Lord means we surrender our whole selves to him, to live for him, to even die for him. And when our faith is in Jesus, when our hope is in him, we will be filled with praise. We'll overflow with praise. Praising the Lord our God for all that he has done. Praising him for all that he is currently doing. Praising him for all that will be done when he returns. Our faith will be evident in our praise. Imagine the praise that must have been there at that very first Christmas. The praise that would have been heard when Jesus was born. Think for a moment of the angelic host praising the name of God, a choir greater than what has ever been assembled in any concert hall anywhere in the world. It's a performance greater than any megastar can put on in a stadium. And the shepherds were the ones who got to hear it. Just some people looking after some stinking sheep out in the paddock. They got to hear that nobody else did. Now, our main reading for today is actually Psalm 96. And it's a psalm of praise. In the light of what we believe, that Christ our Saviour has come, that Christ our Lord is coming again, Christmas is meant to be a time of praise. For people who don't have faith, for people who are not Christians, not disciples of Jesus, Christmas is more about the family. And we just have fun times and tucking into the tucker. But for us, Christmas is a time of praise. So I'm just going to read Psalm 96 as this praise. Oh, sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people, they're worthless idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty in his sanctuary. Ascribe to Yahweh, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering. Come into his courts. Worship Yahweh in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before Yahweh, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Some of you might be wondering why I was using the word Yahweh there instead of saying the Lord. I've told our folk this number of times, but we've got so many visitors, I'll tell you again. In your Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, whenever you see the word the Lord written in all capitals. The actual Hebrew behind that isn't Lord. The actual Hebrew word is God's personal name, Yahweh. So whenever you see it in all capitals, that's what it means. But this Christmas, don't be ashamed of Jesus. While the world do their best to take Christ out of Christmas and to turn it into one great big inoffensive holiday for all, that's not us. Let us not be ashamed of Jesus. Let us be the ones who extol him before all peoples. Let us be the ones who proclaim that he comes to save. Let us be the ones who proclaim that he comes to judge the earth. And let us be the ones who praise him. We praise him every day, and not just in private. We praise him before men. Merry Christmas, everyone, and praise the Lord, for Jesus has been born and he's coming again. Praise God.